would like to speak at this time about the practice of insight meditation, just to give some framework for this practice, and then some specific instructions and guidance into the practice. So just initially, as you're sitting here, allowing yourself to be aware of your body and the fact that you're here as you listen. So rather remarkably, we can feel our bodies and still we hear and understand the words that come, or hopefully understand. So we're not just listening from our head or our mind, but from our fullness of being here, being in contact with our experience. Insight meditation is essentially the practice of being awake, learning what it means for us to be conscious, to be open, to be in contact with life directly, immediately. So in the actuality of life as it unfolds, to know this, and to have the opportunity to explore more and more fully and more deeply both what this is and what this being alive has to offer us. Equally, we have the opportunity to explore what it asks of us. And so in insight meditation, we turn towards the immediacy of our experience, the sense of our life that is revealed right where we are, right here, right now. So easily we can live our lives, it seems, lost in stories of the past, fantasies about the future, and often rather distant or disconnected from the vitality, the potency, and the simplicity of the present moment, of things just as they are. So there's various tools, techniques, and practices that we can employ and that we will share and explore here together, to understand that these are tools in the service of this meeting, this entering into more and more fully, more deeply, more openly into this life that is here, this life that we are. So one of the things we may notice in our tendency and habit to be thinking a lot about past, future, or even thinking about where we are, is that often we are one or two steps removed from experience. The conceiving, the language, the ideas about what is happening are not the same as what is happening. And in meditation we have the invitation, the opportunity to directly connect, to come to know without the intermediary or the way of taking hold of our experience through conceiving or thinking about it. That doesn't mean, of course, that thinking won't be happening. In case any of you came with the expectation that once we begin meditation, thinking will stop, it's possible, but it's probably not what's going to happen for most of us most of the time. And yet we can learn to see and to meet that experience of thought, not by making it into a problem or an enemy, but by simply learning to let it go, to put it down, to just step back from it by not pushing it away, but by turning towards, to reconnecting with the directly felt experience of our life that is revealed in sights and sounds and smells and tastes and in touch, the sense of our body. And this sense of our body is the place where we find, for most of us, it's really helpful to begin to come into the present moment through the body, because the body is always here. The body is always now. The mind, it seems, can be anywhere, and with sometimes alarming speed can go vast distances in time and space. But the body is always here, and it's always something we can come back to. And likewise, within the body, the breathing is a particular expression of life, of this immediate and ongoing unfoldment of experience. And so we use this breath, this body, as a foundation for establishing and deepening a connection with where we are, as a anchor that we can allow ourselves to develop, support ourselves to develop as a counterbalance to the tendency of the mind to pull us away into ideas, stories, fantasies, memories, plans, arguments, entertainments, whatever it might be that the mind tends to pull or push us with or into. So to understand it in this way, we're not, by turning our attention to the body and the breath, somehow saying that these experiences are more important or more spiritual than other experiences we have. But because they provide us a direct access into our life, into the possibility of a life that is conscious, that is open, that is grounded, and that is responsive. And we'll say more how this can be over the days. But because they offer us this possibility, we make use of it here. And so my invitation to you, and particularly if you're new to meditation, is to just take this as an exploration. Don't rush to decide whether it works for you, whether it's any good or not. Don't have too many ideas at all if you can. Or in fact, of course you've got lots of ideas, but don't give them too much weight or authority, the ideas you might have about what should happen here or what should not be happening. Because there is a way in which life is as it is, and what is happening is always according to how things should be. And that doesn't mean we can't learn to respond to that in a way that can transform our experience of life and, in fact, its very unfoldment. So, bringing your attention into your body, just now as you're sitting here, feeling what that's like, to sense where your body is in touch with the earth, perhaps your bottom, resting on the cushion, or the chair, or the bench. If you're sitting in a chair, it's good that your feet be flat on the ground, not cross-legged or pointing out. If you're sitting on the floor, it's useful that you have a sense of stability in that contact with the earth. So I'll speak a bit more about posture for those who need, maybe at the end. But for now, just to notice and sense, is it possible for not just the bottom to be on the cushion, but for the knees to touch the ground? If they don't, perhaps roll up something like a blanket or a cushion if you have one, and just put it between your knee and the ground, so there's something that makes that contact. There isn't any perfect or right posture in some absolute sense, but grounding is essential. Contact with the earth beneath us, with that which supports us and upon which we can rest. This is really important, and I'll take a little time, as I said, to help any who might wish at the end of the sitting with that. And then when there's that sense of ground and you feel the earth beneath you, or the firm, it may not be the earth, it may just be something firm under your bottom. That's the earth, but you can just call it firmness for now. Having a sense of your torso upright, resting on that. To support that being possible, it's important that the pelvis not start to tip backwards at the top, nor that we force it forwards too hard, but there's a gentle curve in the lower back that needs to be supported, and for the pelvis to be just gently tilted forward at the top makes that, for most of us, much more possible, much more natural. What that means is it's usually important that the knees are not above the hips, because if they are, it tips the body backwards and the curve in the lower back tends to reverse. So you might just take a moment to notice that. What's it like to move your belly forward and back a little bit? Not just belly, but belly and spine. Almost like rocking on your pelvis a little. Until you find a sense that there's a quality of uprightness in the torso. Doesn't mean that the back has to be straight or rigid at all. But there's a sense almost of the space between the belly, between the pelvis and the breastbone, the sternum. That space of belly and abdomen, almost as if that inflates. You could even try inflating it a little and sense how what it does is it lifts and it opens the chest so that the shoulders tend to rise. Not so much the shoulders rise, but they open backwards, and then in fact, while the torso lifts, the shoulders can gently start to hang off the back of the torso, which is really what they do naturally when we're not somehow pulled by pressure or contraction to hold them. And most of us, of course, do hold them to some degree. Certainly I do. So noticing that kind of tension or that experience there, and just making room for that. And so then a sense of the head rising also on the neck. Allow the head to be light, as if perhaps it was suspended from a piece of string attached to a balloon above us. I'm just imagining if it were just lifting a little rather than sitting heavily on the shoulders. So there's this quality of uplift that moves from the ground, from where we touch the earth, through the torso, neck and head, and in fact continues, but we don't need to get into that for now. Just through the body itself for now. And then with that uprightness quality, allowing there to be a sense, inviting the possibility of relaxing. Noticing what that's like, by noticing where we're not so relaxed, and allowing or inviting the possibility. Knowing that you can't force yourself to relax, and in fact it's a contradiction in terms. That we need to invite ourselves to relax, and if we don't relax, be relaxed about that. Let that be okay too. So now with the attention up in the head, maybe just noticing the eyes or the jaw, common places we hold tension, maybe the forehead or the temples. And as you breathe out, you can just let yourself feel that out-breath in the place of tension, as if there's a dropping away as the breath drops as we breathe out, as an invitation to releasing any holding. And equally as an invitation to releasing any resistance or struggle we might have with the tension or contraction that is there. And bringing that same gentle attention down into the shoulders, the neck, again, just inviting a sense of softening, releasing, breathing out through this area, with this area. Show this so the shoulders can release and, in a way, head south. Let themselves begin to lower. So the chest can feel open, the belly soft. Just again, feeling down through there. And if it doesn't feel open in the chest, or it doesn't feel soft in the belly, see if you can be soft and open with that experience. Not thinking somehow that it's wrong, or that you must fix it, but just knowing where the tension, tightness may be. And so we're upright through the core of the torso, neck and head, but relaxing around the outside where we don't need to be tight. We don't need to hold ourselves up with our shoulders. That's not their job. So they can go back down in their own time. And in that environment of softness, of gentleness, of allowing, bringing a clear intention, clear and upright like the posture, a clear intention to connect with where we are, and using that to connect with this present moment experience, using that intention together with the experience of the breathing that's taking place in your body right now, noticing what it's like that your body is breathing in, that your body is breathing out. You don't have to make this experience happen, it's just there. It's been taking place from the moment you were born and we take our first in-breath. This breathing accompanies us through our life until the very last out-breath leaves the body at the time of death. And so it gives us a sense of a connection to our life and to just where we are at the same time. And so noticing for yourself now, not by thinking about or visualizing or imagining or describing your breathing, but by feeling what happens as the air is drawn into your body through the nostrils, passes down the windpipe into the chest which rises and the belly which expands. And then as the belly falls and the chest falls and the air moves up and out through the throat and nostrils. Whatever it is that you notice as that process takes place, don't try too quickly to focus or narrow down on one place and try and lock or fix the mind there. But allow yourself to sense the fluidity of the experience. If you don't feel much at all of the breath in your body, and what you might feel might actually just be the clothes, your clothes touching your skin, as the torso moves with each breath, or it may feel more interior. If you don't feel anything there at all, you can put your hand gently on your belly or in the center of the chest, and that will just give you a bit more of a clear reference to the movement of breathing. If you find that useful, please feel free and welcome to do so for such time as it is helpful. And also know that it's not required, and if it's not useful, it's not something you need to do. And having connected with or begun to sense into this experience of breathing, bringing this quality of clear intentionality that's really committing yourself to so far and as fully as you're able, being in touch with this experience. And it's important here, so far and as fully as you're able. So, of course, what will happen is that sometimes we're not able to be in touch with this. The mind is drawn away to a sound, to a thought. Maybe sometimes we get lost in thinking about. But at some point, because of the intention we've made, supported by the uprightness of the posture and that clear intention, we realize that we're here and we're thinking or hearing or some feeling is going on in our body. And in that moment, reconnect. In that moment, you're already conscious again, not needing to worry or be concerned about where the mind went, why the mind went, how long the mind went, or how many times the mind has gone somewhere. Just know that you're here again. Come back to this breath, this body sitting here, breathing. And you may find you need to begin again, and again, and again, and again. And that's fine. That's just how it is for most of us, much of the time. And what's important is that wholeheartedness of giving yourself to this intention and seeing what's possible for you. Not needing to be concerned with it. Much more than this for now. So things of the past that you don't need to really be concerned with, you can put down. Things of the future that aren't really here, we can let go of. Just this, just now. And so to see, what does this have to offer us? Simple, quiet, conscious connection with life sitting here, breathing, just as it is, just as you are.